It doesn't matter how big the challenge is, it doesn't matter how of a struggle it will be, you are just ready to go for it. Hi everyone, welcome to a new podcast. Today I want to share about the readiness that a man can have, but a readiness as an attitude. So it's sort of being ready to die. But again, it is an attitude. So I've seen many times in many of those workshops that I've been where somehow we're confronted with our masculinity, and I see other guys, other males. Some of them are considered like alpha males, some of them are physically really strong, some are less, and some even sometimes are really in their feminine. But it's something that I have noticed over and over and over again, and it is that not every man has that readiness to die. And why would you actually want to have this readiness? Well, this readiness actually separates you so strongly from fear that you're just ready for anything. It doesn't matter how big the challenge is, it doesn't matter how of a struggle it will be, you are just ready to go for it. And this attitude, this being as a masculine, it gives you such a power. It's just that, like, I have nothing to fear. I don't even fear dying. So how do you build such a readiness? It is basically really asking yourself somehow, are you really ready to die? And be honest to yourself, really, truly be honest and authentic. And it's okay if you say, no, I'm not. And then you can start somehow working on it. It's something that you usually actually work in a workshop, because this is something that requires the help of others, the support from other men, and being confronted in certain situations. You can see a lot of them somehow when you see, especially fighters who go into the octagon or they go onto the ring, and they're really ready. There is that attitude of readiness. And of course, they rely on their skills, they rely on their physical appearance, so their muscles, in order to have this attitude. But what if you don't have that? What if you don't have those muscles? What if you don't have those skills? Are you then still ready to die or not? So basically, what it does, it is when you don't have the skills, when you don't have the physical attributes, you don't have your muscles, you don't have your capacity to fight or to conquer something, are you still ready? And actually, yes, that is when you build that readiness. It doesn't matter in which situation you are, and you can be in the most vulnerable situation, you're still ready to die. It means you're ready to go for it. And I've seen this many times. Usually in society, you see that typical alpha male, which usually is the physically strongest with the most aggressive attitude. And that's what we consider as an alpha male. However, you might take that alpha male, take away his physical strength, take away his aggressivity, or even leave his aggressivity if you want, and you will see how this man will diminish. He will just basically disappear. He's not going to be this appeared alpha male anymore, because he was not an alpha male from inside. He was an alpha male based on his physical support, or on his skills, fight skills, for example, or intelligence skills could be as well. It doesn't have to be always physical, but we are so used to attribute this readiness with alpha male. So the ready to die is really very alpha male oriented. So that's why I'm talking so much about physical appearance or physical skills. But you can take that everywhere. You can also take someone who's relying a lot on their money. So you take away their money, which is you could say it's sort of a power because they can do things with that money. What happens then? Can they still have this readiness? Do they have this readiness? Did they have it actually before they were just relying on something? So this is one of the biggest advantage that if you really work on that readiness to die so that you're ready to die tomorrow, it means that you're ready for anything. In any circumstances, being the weakest, still you will have the strongest will or the strongest power in the sense of being ready. And then you can push the limit as far as you can. It's not about winning. It's not about conquering something. It's just having this readiness. And the biggest benefit of this is that you live without fear. You're freeing yourself from any fear. You don't care anymore if you fear something because you're ready to go for it. You're just ready to die. So it doesn't matter anymore if you fear or not. So hopefully this gives a little bit of insight for you. I know this is a very extensive topic, but I just wanted to pop it out and see what is happening there when I just share it with people. So that was it. Hopefully you liked it. If you really like it, just remember to follow me and support me as the way you want to do it. It's all on you, and I just hope to see you or hope you to listen to me to the next podcast.